Hello, sisters. Who is Lord of your life? Is it Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, or is it something else? Today, I pray that we'll be able to look within ourselves and truthfully answer this question as we understand the gospel. But first, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for bringing us together again to come and study your word, your will, and your way on our lives as Christian women. Help us to understand the gospel and to remember how we all started out lost and dead in our sins, and how by your mercy and your grace through Jesus that we have a restored relationship in you. And Lord, please do a mighty work in all of our hearts today. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So, now that we've prayed, let's first look at where we have been in our study of Christian womanhood. We're just finishing up the introduction period where we came to understand the definition of what Christian womanhood is and the five aspects that God has laid out in His Word of how we are to live out Christian womanhood, which is this: walking by faith in Christ, living devoted to the Lord, living righteously, being the church, and being the missionary. Now, we learned previously that none of this is possible, however, without first a changed heart, a miracle that occurs that the Lord has done in our hearts, and how He has literally taken us dead in our sins, rescued us, and paid the price for our sins on the cross so that we could have a restored relationship with God. And then He puts us on mission to go and be the light to the world. However, we need to really take a look at the gospel to even understand this. And that's what I brought with us today, which is the Stickman Gospel. And this is a tool that Pastor Jeff has given us to really understand the gospel in picture format. And I know a lot of you have seen this already. However, we could never visit the gospel too many times. We always need to be reminded of how we have been rescued by the grace and the mercy of Jesus, how He loved us so much that He took the price for our sins so that we could be saved. And if you're just joining us and maybe you've never even heard the gospel before, this is for you. So let's begin. Here on the Stickman Gospel, we first start out with an X, and this X represents how we are literally dead in our sins. Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. And then this barrier here represents how we are separated from God because of our sins. We also have a devil that's prowling around looking for anyone he can devour, as we're told in 1 Peter 5:8. This devil keeps us blinded from the truth. I know, just being in church all my life since the time I was a little girl, I was still blinded by the truth. Even though maybe the truth was told to me, I didn't understand it. And quite frankly, I didn't really have a problem living a sinful life until God had to do a miracle and wake me up for me to see that I was literally dead in my sins with no hope of a restored relationship through my own means. And so, basically, 1 Corinthians 2:14 tells us that the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. I will tell you that I read the Bible 4 times over through my life before I was saved, and I honestly didn't understand it. It seemed like gibberish to me, until one day when God made me aware of my sins, and I picked up the Bible and began to read, he opened my eyes to see, and he gave me understanding of his word. This took a miracle. And so that leads us to what God does to lead us to the cross, which is John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day, Jesus tells us. So we can't even begin to come back to a restored relationship with God without him drawing us. And Mark 1:15, Jesus tells us the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in me, and believe in the gospel. Jesus tells us that we need to repent of our sins. We can't go any further without first truly repenting, which is meaning truly wanting to say, to change, not just say we're sorry and then turn around and want to do the same sin over again. And so God needs to do that work in our hearts, where we really want to change. We really desire a restored relationship with him. And then Jesus tells us that we need to believe in the gospel, which is what we're talking about right now. We need to believe that he died on a cross for our sins, died, and then rose again and is alive today. John 14:6, Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if there's people telling you that there's many roads or ways to get back to God, it's a lie. It's not true. Jesus tells us that he is the only way back to a restored relationship with the Lord. John 3:16, probably a lot of our favorite verse from Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. Do you truly, truly believe in Jesus, that he is the living God that has come, that was promised in the prophecies in the Old Testament, and that he came and died for your sins and then rose from the dead? You know, I believe that Jesus was a man for a long time, but I didn't even realize until I was saved, until the Lord opened my eyes one day, that he was alive. I was literally believing in a dead Jesus for 36 years until God showed me in his word that he never decayed in the grave, but that he rose from the dead and is alive today. The day I realized this truth and repented to the Lord that I did not believe for so long, please forgive me, Lord, because I know now that you are alive, I ran and skipped out of that church with so much joy in my heart, because I finally knew Jesus was alive. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. When I knew this truth, it finally hit me. I didn't have to clean myself back up to try to get back to God. No, Jesus is alive, and he was going to do that work in me to have a restored relationship back to God. And so, as we come to this truth and this realization and this miracle in our heart, it brings us to that point of surrendering to God, that we truly, truly are ready to lay down our lives and follow him. And so that's why I ask the question, who is Lord of your life? Do you truly know this miracle that Jesus does in your heart? Do you truly know the grace and the mercy of forgiveness? And to the point where you're willing to lay down your life and follow him. 1 John 2:6. Jesus tells us the one who says he remains in him should walk just as he walked. If we truly say that we follow Christ, we have to walk as he walked. And Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Once we receive the miracle and we're saved, we now walk in Christ, knowing that we truly are forgiven. And so Jesus tells us that we are to pick up our cross and follow him. So as you can see, there's this stick man gospel, or we could put a skirt on them and call them stick woman gospel. And this is picking up our cross and following Jesus. But how can we do that? Well, Jesus tells us, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. But he tells us in Luke 14:27, whoever is not willing to die to self, to pick up their cross and follow him daily, cannot be my disciple. Sisters, have you laid down everything and made Jesus Lord over your life? Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, Paul tells us, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as living and holy sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. And so, if we're going to live out Christian womanhood, we first need this to happen in our lives. Can we make it happen ourselves? Absolutely not. Can we cry out to God and ask him to do this work in us? Absolutely. And for those of us who have already been saved, we have this joy no matter what happens now, to pick up our cross and follow Jesus, because we know that we've been rescued from the pit of hell and we have eternal life in him. Now for those who may have not come to the cross and thought, hey, I don't need to do all this sacrificial stuff. I don't need to lay down my life. I can just go to church and I can just say I follow Jesus and do it in my own strength. It's impossible. In fact, Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:21, 23, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and did we not drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will plainly say to him, 'Away from me, I never knew you.'" Certainly not something that any of us would want to hear on that day. And so, if you're not surrendered, cry out to Jesus. Ask him to do that work in your heart. And then we have one more warning as we go through the gospel, which is Matthew 7:15. Paul tells us to watch out for false prophets. "They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." There are literally people in the church that say they're followers of Christ, but they have not come through the cross, and they're actually looking to do damage in the church. Acts 20:29. Paul tells us, "I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock." So we need to have discernment, and we need to be as shrewd as a serpent and as gentle as doves. So sisters, we're going to continue our study in understanding the gospel, and we're going to take several weeks to do this, and I pray that it's going to be a blessing for all of us. But I'm going to leave you for now and ask that you continue to pray for our Christian womanhood study. And God bless you all. Amen.